If it passes, the bill would bar the state from placing patients released from the Sandridge Secure Treatment Center from living within 1,500 feet of schools, parks, churches, and daycare centers. Communities across the state have passed local ordinances that are even more stringent. Attorney Robert Peterson heads the Sex Offender Unit for the Public Defender's Office. He wants language in the bill that would preempt those.
We have a situation which will allow local municipalities to overrule state law and frustrate these placements and keep people institutionalized, I think, is constitutionally invalid.
Another bill yet to have a hearing would establish a statewide buffer zone for all sex offenders, overriding local ordinances. Authors of the two bills say they will try to combine them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.